And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for basketball. The Dort Defenders taking on Dakota Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action here this evening. The Dort Defenders come in with a 5-0 record, 1-0 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 2-1 overall, 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort Defenders are coming off a win over Midland, while Briarcliff was idle on Saturday. They are coming off a win last Wednesday over the Briarcliff University Chargers. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt Gym, the Dort Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Let's take a break, and we'll be back taking a look at the matchup between these two teams right after this. Well, this is the maiden voyage from the DeWitt Gym for the season in men's basketball. We've had several junior varsity contests, but this is the first varsity contest. Was to be a doubleheader, but Dakota Wesleyan with some COVID issues, a COVID bloom in Mitchell that they are dealing with, and women's game unable to be played as scheduled this evening. We'll make that up on December the 31st at 3 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan enters play, as I alluded to, with a 2-1 record. Their loss is a 66-63 loss to Valley City State. They then bounce back with a win over Presentation. They scored a GPAC win last Wednesday over Briarcliff, relatively low-scoring game, 65-53. Colin Oppold leads the team with a 13.7 points per game average, and he gets 6.3 rebounds per game. Bradley Dean and Sawyer Schultz are scoring 12.7 and 12.0 points per game. Dean is averaging 7 rebounds per game. Mason Larson and Jeffrey Shuck are at 11.0 and 9.3 points per game and get 5.7 and 5.3 rebounds each. Uppold is handing out 4 assists per game for a team that is making 28.9% of its three-point shots. The Defender men are 5-0 after beating Kansas Wesleyan 83-80, Bellevue 87-76, Viterbo 77-67, Presentation 98-59, and Midland last Saturday. Dort converts 52% of its field goals while outscoring teams 85.6 to 70.8, and the Defenders try 10 more free throws per game than opponents. Dort has out-rebounded teams 37.6 to 34.8. Jacob Viss scores 16.2 points per game while getting 6.8 rebounds per outing. He is converting 66% of his field goals and has 6 blocked shots. Jesse Jansman scores 14.2 points per game and has 10 three-point baskets so far this season. Garrett Franken has 14.0 points per game with a team-high 7.6 rebounds per contest. Franken and Jansman are both averaging over 3 assists per game. Kate Bleeker and Bryce Kopic score 10.6 and 8.6 points per game, and Camden Bielis is at 6.2 points per outing. DJ Feikstra has lifted his scoring average to 6.0. Ben Gasing scores 5.6 points per game with 2.4 assists per outing. Dakota Wesleyan was in front of Briarcliff 27-18 at halftime, went on to win by 12, 65-53 last Wednesday. The Tigers only attempted 2 free throws, while Briarcliff got to the free throw line 20 times. Mason Larson led the Tigers with 15 points. Dort battled past a resilient Midland team 83-72 Saturday, and they were led by Jacob Biss's 17 points and 7 rebounds. These two teams played a couple of games that went down to the wire last year. Dakota Wesleyan took them both. One on a last-second shot here in Sioux Center last year, 79-78 in November. Then on January 15th, a shorthanded Tigers team won a slow-paced 71-70 decision. This time it was Sam McLeod leading them with 25 points. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here's your starting lineup for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They'll start number one, Colin Oppold, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 13 points per game. Number three, Nick Harden, a 5'10 senior from Chicago, averaging 2 points per contest. He is coming off a season-ending injury from last year, and he is seeing action in his third game of the season. Number 13 is Jeffrey Shuck, a 6'5 junior from Del Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 9.3 points per game. Number 15 is Mason Larson, a 6'7 junior from Langford, South Dakota, averaging 11 points per contest. And number 21 is Sawyer Schultz, a 6'2 sophomore from Emory, South Dakota, averaging 12 points per game. Dakota Wesleyan is coached by Matt Wilbur. For Dort, it'll be Jesse Jansma, 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.2 points per game. Number three, Cade Bleeker, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.6 points per game. Number 11 is Ben Gaysink, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 5.6 points per outing. Number 22 is Garrett Franken, a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, averaging 14 points per game. And number 34 is a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 16.2 points per game, Jacob Viss. Our officials for today's contest, Brent McNerlin, Kurt Spomer, and Jacob Hertz. We are set for basketball. Jacob Viss jumping up for the defenders against Mason Larson. Dort in their white jerseys, Dakota Wesleyan in their black jerseys with blue numbers trimmed in white. Nick Harden with the basketball. He passes right side, gets the return pass. Now feeds it off on the left wing. Harden up front gets the return pass. Operates on the pick and roll, hands it off, and the layup is good. So the assist for Harden, and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers are out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score, Dakota Wesleyan on defense. Pass goes right side. This is Jesse Jansma. Jansma hesitates, passes it off to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it back over to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma back over to Viss. Viss right side over to Gaysink. 7 to shoot. Gaysink with the basketball on the right wing. 5 to shoot. Now gets it away to Viss. Viss with it. 2 seconds. In the lane. His shot misses. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it into the front court is Harden. Harden with the basketball. Harden passes it off. Now gets the return pass on the left wing. Looking for the pick and roll. This time they go to the pick and pop. Shuck 3. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Cade Bleeker. Bleeker into the front court. Bleeker passes right side over to Gaysink. Gaysink gives it back to Franken. Franken, Gaysink. Gaysink lays it up right hand, left side, good. Ben Gaysink with a 2-point basket, and we are tied 2-2. 2-2 our score. Dakota Wesleyan basketball on the left-hand side with it is Larson. Larson gives it high post over to Oppel. Take it away by Jansma. Jansma stumbles a bit, stops at the free throw line, hands it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Bleeker, Bleeker, three, in and out, no good. There for the rebound and the putback attempt is Franken, and Franken is fouled on the play. Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line where he will shoot 2 free throws. 2 free throws on the way for Garrett Franken. So Franken with a couple of free throws. First one is up. And good. Another one on the way. Franken with a second free throw on the way. That foul, by the way, charged to Schultz. That's his first. First foul called on either team. And Franken makes both free throws. 45% free throw shooter entering the contest. He bottoms out both. And back we go the other way. Harden with a basketball. Harden with it. He passes right side over to Oppold. Oppold gives it up. Shuck, shuck. Left hand side to Schultz. Schultz with the basketball. Schultz to Oppold. Oppold trying to back Bleeker down. Oppold in the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Jake Viss will bring it up for the defenders. Dort leading 4-2. He hands it off to Ben Gaysink. Gaysink will take it across the timeline. Left side Viss. Viss goes over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker to Franken. Franken with it on the right side gives to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. He goes left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Viss. Viss back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball at the free throw line. Cade still maintains his dribble. 8 seconds to shoot. Franken. Franken on the left wing. Breaks his man down. Drives in. Right hand. Left side. Good. Garrett Franken with 4 points. Dort leads 6-2. 6-2 our score. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan, they pass it to Oppold at the top of the key. He passes back over to Larson. Larson puts up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. And here come the defenders. Defender basketball, Cade Bleeker on the right wing with it. Bleeker brings it back to the middle of the floor. Cade driving in, puts it up, blocked, and the ball is stripped away from Jacob Viss. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Bleeker looking for a foul call, none coming that time, and we go back the other way. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan into the front court with Harden. Harden passes back over to Larson. Larson with the ball. Larson gives it back over to Harden. Harden down to the baseline. Help defense by Viss. driving baseline and putting it up with the left hand. On the baseline drive, pretty move by Nick Harden. Harden makes it 6-4. 6-4, defenders by two. Not quite 4 minutes into this contest. Viss back over to Gaysink. Gaysink at the top of the key. Help defense cuts him off. Back over to Franken. Franken gives it to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Harden flops. They give it back over to Viss. Viss goes up strong with it. Layup good. Jacob Viss with a two-point basket off the give that time by Jansma. It's 8-4. Dort in front. Harden with the basketball. Harden gets around Gaysink. His layup attempt no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Looks for the outlet pass. Gets it ahead to Gaysink. Gaysink with it on the left side. Gaysink uses up his dribble. Puts up the three. Has it blocked. And stepping on the sideline out of bounds is Dakota Wesleyan's Mason Larson. So Larson with a blocked shot. It'll be Dort basketball on the sideline in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Comes back over to Viss. Viss with it right side to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. Comes back over to Franken and a hold called against Mason Larson. That's foul number one on Larson. Larson high energy. Got that blocked shot moments ago. Was excited about that. Now a reach-in foul called. Foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan. With the basketball, Gaysink. Gaysink goes over to Viss. Viss gives it up to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Franken. Franken left side. Jansma drives with the right hand into the middle of the lane, puts it up with the right hand on the spin move. It's good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. Dort leads 10-4. 10-4 our score. Harden up front. Harden drops it off inside and the pick and roll, and Jeffrey Schutt got free. His second basket of the day. Second one assisted by Harden. Right side it goes, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker gives it up out front to Franken. Franken left side. Jansma beyond the three-point line. Hesitates, drops it off for Viss. Viss lay-in good. 12-6, defenders by half dozen after the give to Viss. Viss with the, on the receiving end of the assist from Jansma for the second time. Dort leading 12-6, left side Oppold. Oppold on the wing, looking for the backdoor cut. Gives back to Larson. Larson three, no good. Rebound Oppold. Oppold put back on the offensive rebound is good. 12-8. Was able to walk Bleeker underneath the basket and gets the short shot on the putback. Jansma back to Viss. Viss, layup good. Jansma on the give to Viss. Viss makes it 14-8. Defenders in front by six. Dort lots of high percentage shots so far in this one. Pass goes down into the block with the basketball is Schuck. Schuck going to work against Viss with a left hand over the top of Viss. It's good. Schuck with 6 points. Dort leads 14-10. Gaysink has it stripped. Double team. Gets it back over to Frank. An extra pass. Bleeker. Three ball. Off the heel. No good. Rebound Viss. Jake comes down with it. Jacob Viss breaking his man down. Driving in. Puts it up and he is fouled. Foul's going to go on Mason Larson. That's number two on him. And Jacob Viss will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul number two on Larson. Both teams going to the bench here with 14:02 remaining in regulation in the first half. Jake Viss, free throw, off the heel, no good. Another one on the way. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way for Viss. So Viss trying to stretch it to a five-point lead. It's up and good. 7 points for Jacob Viss. Dort leads 15-10. Viss will check out of the ball game. Camden Bielis will check in. DJ Fikstra also in the game along with Bryce Kopic. Nick Harden with the basketball. Up the floor for Dakota Wesleyan. Oppold looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, he'll try to drive. Spin, 17-footer misses badly, no good. By the Sioux Falls, South Dakota native. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Kopic for the basketball. Kopic working against Bradley Dean, and Kopic's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the ball back to Dakota Wesleyan on the turnover. Dort leading 15-10. 13:34 and counting, first half. Left side of the basketball is Schuck. Schuck goes over to Harden. Harden with it. Harden lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. Bleeker over to Kopic. Kopic with it on the right wing. Bryce with the basketball. He passes over to Bielis. Bielis on the wing. Comes back to Jansma. Jansma, they switch. And he is stripped, knocked away. Dean comes up with it. Here comes Harden. Harden with the basketball, trailing by five. Harden underneath, kick out pass. Three on the way, in and out, no good by Drew Cole. Rebound cleared by Kopic. Bryce into the front court with the basketball, the freshman from Hayward, and he passes over to DJ Fikstra. Fikstra goes right side back over to Bleeker. Bleeker double teamed. They bring the double hard, and he throws it away. Intended for DJ Fikstra. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dort basketball. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Kate Bleeker checks out of the ballgame. DJ Fikstra checks out. Garrett Franken is back in the game. On the floor for the defenders, Caleb Harmson, Jansma, Bielis, Franken, and Kopic. For Dakota Wesleyan, Shuck has the ball. He passes over to Cole. Cole to Harden. Harden passes right side. Shuck. Shuck against Bielis. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Goes over to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball. 12 to shoot out front. Looking for the backdoor cut again. Instead goes right side. Three on the way. No good by Cole. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Dort with the basketball. Jansma hesitates with the right hand. It's good. Jesse Jansma. 4 points. And the defenders getting to the basket with regularity. When Dakota Wesleyan is bringing the help defense, Dort is dropping it off. Pass goes left side over to Shuck. Shuck to Harden. Harden puts on the Jets. Drives in. Lays up. Good. Two-point basket for Nick Harden. He's got four. Man, the defenders lead 17-12. As well as Dort is shooting the ball. Like to see them extending this lead a little bit further. Pull-up jumper. No good by Jansma. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Into the front court is Harden. Harden passes. Left side to Dean. Dean back to Harden. Harden, a threat to drive. He takes it into the lane. Floater, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders in Kopic. Kopic for the basketball. Kopic stops, pops. His 10-footer is good. Bryce Kopic for the 2-point basket. Dort extends the lead to 7, 19-12. Now you'd love to see a stop if you're a Dort fan. 19-12, defenders in front. Pass goes right side, Oppold. Oppold, left side to Cole. Drew Cole dumps it down low to Oppold, working against Harmson. Oppold trying to back Harmson down, kicks it out, right side. Another three on the way by Cole. That one's good, and that's the first made three of the night for either team. Foul called on the way up the floor. No, just simply an out-of-bounds call against Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Gaysink to throw the ball in. Gaysink to trigger it for the defenders. Ben gets it in to Kopic. Kopic to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Back over to Kopic. Kopic out front. Bryce hands it back over to Caleb Harmson. Goes right side back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Ace Zor. Zor into the ballgame at the last break for Dakota Wesley. Also into the game is Sawyer Schultz. Drop it off inside to Zor. Zor to Schultz. Schultz, left side to Larson. Larson gives it up on the wing to Dean. Dean with the basketball back to Schultz. Schultz drops it off inside. Larson, kick out pass, and we've got a travel called on Schultz. It'll be Dort basketball. Jake Viss into the ballgame. Camden Bielis will check out. Dort shooting 53% from the floor thus far. Dakota Wesleyan, 44%. The defenders 0 for 3 on threes. Dakota Wesleyan 1 of 7. 19-15, defenders leading. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Gaysink puts it on the deck one time, twice. Picks it up, dumps it down. Now Viss. Viss looking for Kopic. Kopic, 3, top of the key, rattles it, no good. Rebound cleared by Schultz, and here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Out front, left side, Dean. Dean with it. Dean into the corner. Another three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. And Caleb whistled for a travel as he falls to the floor after securing the rebound. Coach Brian Van Haften asking for an explanation from Kurt Spomer. He actually wasn't the official that made the call. It was Jacob Hertz on the back side of the play. that made the call. Larson bullies his way to the hoop, and we've got a foul called on Ben Gasing trying to play some post defense there. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes right side to Zor. Zor with it in the corner. Zor to Larson. Larson left side. Schultz. Schultz on the wing. Puts the ball on the floor a couple times. He's out front. Schultz with the basketball. Five to shoot. Puts up a pull-up three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes Garrett. Franken up the floor. Caleb Harmson, the trailer, Viss, and Jacobs going to be called for traveling. And Jacob gets called for traveling as he receives that pass into the post. Dort leading 19-15. Well, after a breakneck pace to start the contest, we've settled down a little bit. Both teams making some adjustments, a little more help on the back side of those drives. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, right side it goes Larson. Larson with it at the free throw line. Now Zor. Zor, he'll try a three and hit it. Ace Zor with the three-point basket, and the defender lead is 19-18. Six unanswered by Dakota Wesleyan, all on three-point baskets. Comes back to Kopic. Kopic with it, double-teamed, 20 to shoot. Bryce at the free-throw line, gives it up, cut, Franken. Franken loses it on the way up, and Dakota Wesleyan gets a stop. Schultz will bring it across the timeline. Schultz guarded by Harmson. They look for the pick and roll. They give it out front. Zor. Zor. Three. Good. Ace Zor with a couple of threes. And Dakota Wesleyan has scored nine in a row, taking a 21-19 lead. And this is their first lead since it was 2-0. Dort uses a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. 21-19. Dakota Wesleyan in front by a couple. The defenders led at one point, 19-12. And it was at that point I made the comment it'd be good to get a stop, maybe stretch the lead out a little bit. And Dakota Wesleyan came out with three straight threes, one by Drew Cole, two by Ace Zor, and they now have the lead at 21-19, and Dort was forced to use a timeout. So Dort forced to use a timeout with 8:21 remaining here in the first half. Franken, Gasing, Viss, Jansma, and Harmson on the floor for Dort. Pass goes left side over to Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson drops it off for Jansma, guarded by Harden. Jansma in the lane. His shot, short shot, good. Jesse Jansma with six, ties it at 21. 8:01 remaining, first half. Out front with the basketball is Harden. Harden in between the circles. Harden backs it out near the center jump circle. Gives it to Schultz. Schultz. Zor. Zor. Another three. He's got it going. Three threes for Ace Zor. And the defenders trail 24-21. Ace Zor coming off the bench. He's got 9 points and nine out of the last 12 for Dakota Wesleyan. Pass goes high post to Viss. Viss for the basketball. Viss gives it up to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson back to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing to Harmson. Harmson on the right wing. His three missed, short, no good. Rebound Jansman. Jansman's fouled on the play. Jesse will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is charged to Nick Harden, and that is his first. Team foul number four against Dakota Wesleyan. Ace Zor, you ask. How many threes had he made coming into today? The answer would be zero. How many threes has he attempted through three games entering tonight? The answer would be zero. So Ace Zor, an unlikely three-point threat, comes out firing here in the first half. He's got three threes already. Second free throw on the way for Jesse Jansma is good, so he makes them both, and the defenders trail 24-23. Into the front court with the basketball, Harden. Harden gets around, and Ben Gasing is going to be called for a foul on the blocked shot attempt. And that's foul number two on Ben Gasing. Nick Harden will go to the free throw line. Left-handed free throw is up and good. Oppold checks back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Larson will check out. They're going to leave the hot hand in. That's Ace Zor. Zor comes in averaging 4.3 points per game, the junior from Harrisburg, South Dakota. Harden makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 26-23. 26-23, our score. Bleeker with it out front, Dort down three. Harmson with it on the right wing. Harmson out front, Viss. Viss at the top of the key. Comes back over to Gasing. Ben looking down low. Zor knocks it away. Gasing gets control of it near midcourt. And he drives, and taking it away was Harden. Harden with the drive and the layup. And the defenders trail 28-23. Gasing for the basketball on the left wing. Dort down five. Jacob Viss for the basketball. Viss goes right side back over to Jansma. Jansma picks up his dribble. Now back to Gasing. Gasing into the corner. Bleeker. Bleeker back over to Viss. Viss, three, good. Jacob Viss with the three-point basket. He's got 10. Defenders trail 28-26. Dort down two. 6-10 remaining. Three on the way by Dean is good. Well, Dakota Wesleyan heating up, and this was not something we anticipated. They're not a great three-point shooting team. At least through three games, they weren't. Sub 30%. Jesse Jansma with the basketball at the free throw line. Spins it back over to Cade Bleeker. Bleeker, 15-footer, no good. Rebound tipped by Harmson, taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Dean will walk it up the floor now, and Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Harden has the basketball. He passes right side over to Sawyer Schultz. Schultz to Zor, Zor to Harden. Harden looking down low for Oppold. Oppold with the basketball. Oppold passes back over to Schultz. Schultz, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Viss. Viss with the basketball. Viss goes right side back over to Gasing. Gasing with it on the right wing. Gasing back to Jansma. Jansma looking underneath for Viss. And now we're going to have a hold called on Ace Zor. That's foul number one on Zor. So Ace Zor whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number five against Dakota Wesleyan in this half. Oddly enough, Dort has two fouls on their side of the ledger, both of them against Ben Gasing. Dort down five. They need a bucket, trailing 31-26. Jansma over the basketball on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, goes over to Viss. Viss with it. Viss in the lane. Back it goes Kopic. Kopic with the left hand, no good. Rebound Viss. Viss puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. So Jake Viss fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. That foul charged to Jeffrey Shuck. Foul number one on him. Camden Bielis will be checking into the game. First free throw on the way for Jake, no good. 80% free throw shooter. He's now 1-for-3 today. Another free throw on the way for Viss, the freshman. Sat out last year due to recovery from an injury. And Jake's second free throw is good. He makes 1 out of 2. And the defenders trail 31-27. Coming up at halftime, we'll check in with some scores from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Harden passes left side. Schultz, right side back over to Harden. Harden on the wing. Harden down to the baseline. Scoops it up with the left hand. Good. Dort's going to have to do something about that at halftime. Harden with 10. Dort can't keep him away from the basket, it doesn't seem. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker goes back out front. Franken. Dort down 6. Dakota Wesleyan steadily getting a little bit of breathing room. They've built their lead slowly. Bielis blocked on the baseline, gets his own rebound back. 9 to shoot, Kopic. Back out front, Jansma. Jansma, 3, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan, pretty good defensive possession that time. Forces Dort into a tough 3. And now Nick Harden will have it out front. Nick Harden with the basketball, passes left side to Shuck. Shuck with it on the wing. Comes back out front to Schultz. Schultz, pass deflected. Taken away by Jansma. Jansma driving in, misses the layup. And here comes the Tigers. Harden. Harden hesitates, drives all the way through the lane, tries to shovel it off, maintains possession of it, does the Chicago, Illinois native. Driving in, off the side of the backboard, no good. And the rebound is tapped away, last touched by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball, and Wesleyan will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Tigers. 33-27, Dakota Wesleyan in front by six when we're back right after this. 3:26 left to play in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan 33, Dort 27. The defenders led in scoring by Jake Viss with 11 points. Jesse Jansma has 8. Garrett Franken has 4 for Dakota Wesleyan. Nick Harden getting his first start of the game this evening, of the season tonight. He's got 10 points, 4 for 4 from the deck, and 2 for 2 on free throws. Throwing the ball in for Dakota Wesleyan will be Drew Cole. Cole to throw the ball in. They go 4 flat on the baseline. They toss it in to Shuck. Shuck going to work against Bielis with a left hand. His shot is good. Jeffrey Shuck with 8 points. Dort trails by 8, 35-27. 3:10 remaining in the first half. Pass to Bielis. Bielis gives it up to Kopic. Kopic for the basketball. Kopic right side Franken. Franken a long two. In and out, no good. Rebound Bielis. Bielis back to Kopic. Kopic right side Bleeker, and Bleeker is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Colin Oppold. And Oppold, I believe, has been whistled for his first personal foul. That is team foul number 7 against Dakota Wesleyan. Kate Bleeker will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. One and the bonus for Bleeker. First free throw is up and good for Cade. A second free throw on the way for Bleeker, averaging 10.6 points per contest. Second free throw is up, and that one's in and out, no good. 35-28, defenders down 7. Enough time to chip away at the lead going into halftime, but they've got to start getting some stops consistently. Drew Cole over the basketball. Pace of the game more to Dakota Wesleyan's liking as well. Oppold drops it off inside. After the drive, the layup by Shuck is good. He's got 10. 37-28, our score. Kopic to Bielis. Bielis back over to Kopic. Kopic, Franken, right side Bleeker. Bleeker on the wing beyond the three-point line. Goes inside to Franken. Franken, 10-footer turnaround short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball, leading 37-28. 37-28, 2:05 remaining. First half of play, ball poked away by Jansman, will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Well, for many Dort students, this will be the only opportunity to see the defenders before Christmas at the friendly confines of the DeWitt. Next Tuesday, in all likelihood, most Dort students headed home for Thanksgiving and beyond. Kopic with a rebound to the missed shot. He takes off on the left wing. Stops to Bleeker. Bleeker right side Jansma. Jansma with it. 1:45 remaining in the half. Comes back to Franken. Franken right side Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jesse. Nothing there. Drops it up for Camden. Camden with it slammed on. Camden Bielis, the 6'9 sophomore from Parker, South Dakota, gets the Dort fans up on their feet. It's 37-30. Defenders down by 7. On the right-hand side with it is Dean. Dean out front to Cole. Cole gives it up. Oppold. Oppold tries to coax that one in from the three-point line. Missed it. No good. And now Schultz pokes it away from behind. Steps on the end line trying to save it in. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Kopic brings the ball up. Dort trailing 37-30. Kopic in between the circles out front. Ben Gasink on the bench with a couple of fouls. Bleeker with it. Bleeker hands it back over to Jansman. We've got a moving screen called on the defenders. That's going to go on Garrett Frank, and that's foul number one on him. Team foul number three on Dort. So no free throws for Dakota Wesleyan. Quickly played first half of basketball. Wesleyan with the lead and the basketball now under a minute to go. Harden with it in between the circles. Harden on the right side with it. He's going to drive the lane. Lost it, and we've got a hold. Foul's going to go on Bryce Kopic, trying to keep up with Nick Harden. That is a challenge. Colin Oppold to throw it in. Kendrick Van Kickerix is going to check into the game. He will check in for Bryce Kopic here. And he will guard Nick Harden. Harden, pull up, jumper, long two, good. Two-point basket for Harden, and the defenders have the basketball. 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. That was another two for Harden. He's got a dozen now. 20 seconds left to go in the half. Now 14 on the shot clock. Jansma out front with it. 10, 9, Jansma. High post pass, Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma has it tipped away from him, and he ends up out of bounds off of his shin. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 7.8 seconds remaining, and Dakota Wesleyan can increase their lead. Throwing the ball in will be Dakota Wesleyan. They get it into Harden. Harden with it, 6 seconds, now five. He's across the timeline. Euro step, shot, no good. Rebound Frank, and long desperation heave at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan, 39, Dort, 30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
I'm Christian Zylstra, and welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now? Where They Now is made possible here on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Our featured guest today on Where Are They Now is a member of the class of 1999, as she was a multi-sport athlete, most known for volleyball. She had a solid volleyball career. She's done some coaching beyond that, and she's teaching currently at Unity Christian in Orange City. Our featured guest for this episode of Where Are They Now is Jana Balma Vendong. Let's rewind back to before you first stepped on campus as a student at Dort. For those who don't know you or your background, where did you grow up and what was your first introduction to Dort?
I grew up in Orange City, Iowa, so just about 15 minutes from Sioux Center. And so, yeah, I knew of Dort growing up. I even remember just a few times going to a basketball game or so there with my father. So, yeah, I knew of it a little bit. And probably my biggest thing I remember first, though, maybe was a seventh grader where Dort, their volleyball team, they kind of hosted, or with a class there, started, it was like an AAU volleyball program. And they opened up, I think back then it was called USVBA, they had tryouts for the area schools. And so from, you know, Sheldon, Hall, Orange City, Sioux Center, anybody could come. And so that was probably my first thing that I had gone to and went to as a seventh grader.
You ended up choosing Dort, and academically, you ended up settling on mathematics. Did you have an idea career-wise what you wanted to do after Dort, and how did that kind of impact or shape your area of focus at Dort?
I loved working with numbers. I always did. I struggled at first what I wanted to be with and what career I wanted to go. I was 20 in accounting or education. Yeah, both working with numbers, because in education I really liked math and I was thinking of a math teacher. So growing up as a kid, yeah, I can always remember playing teacher and doing some of that stuff, but yet I just kind of liked the business part of math as well and accounting. So, you know, toyed with that for a while, and right when school started I decided to take the education route. So I was a secondary ed degree with a math major. So that's what I got my degree with, but then my husband did get a job. We had a job right when I was graduating in Orange City, and so there weren't a lot of teaching jobs open. and I loved working with numbers. So I started out working in a bank first, at First National Bank, and then later when we moved to Orange City, I worked at Diamond Bogle in accounts payable for a while. So after about 5 years not teaching, I got my first teaching job at Unity Christian, so as a part-time there. So that was, yeah, it was hard first to try to decide because I liked both things. I liked working in the business field and working with numbers. I liked working with students and education, so I liked it both.
You played a few different sports at Dort, most notably volleyball and softball, right?
Yes. Softball was only really 1 year.
When and how did sports become a passion of yours?
I really enjoyed being involved in sports, playing it, watching it, because I did that, started growing up. My dad was a coach at Unity, and he coached a lot of different things, baseball, cross country, to basketball, a lot of different things. And so we'd go to a lot of games. So just grew up with watching and being involved that way. And then, yeah, I had an older brother that was got the things and, you know, watching his games. And so it was just something that I enjoyed to do. We, as a family, we're just an active family, like to be outside, like to be involved in doing things. So it was just something that we enjoyed doing.
Did you always hope to play volleyball at Dort, or was that never much of a consideration until it became a possibility?
Yeah, I don't think I really maybe thought of that much in high school. It's just something I enjoyed doing. Right before high school, I did have a knee surgery. I had some knee trouble and wondering, it was always swelling up and it was taking me out of things I wanted to do. But we got it worked out where I could just play a couple sports, and that's why I went down to softball and volleyball and what my knees could handle. So, yeah, I never did get to play basketball in high school either, but still was just involved in those two sports with softball and volleyball just kept me busy with that, and that was a lot of fun. So in high school, you just enjoyed what you were doing at that point. You know, I think in high school, you're just living each day at a time, right? So I wasn't thinking probably in advance what to do in college and really wanting to play, but then that opportunity came as a senior, and, yeah, looking at that, then that excited me, and I thought, yeah, I would love to give that a try. And so that was kind of fun to also meet back up with some of the girls that I played with back as a seventh grader from Hall, from Western, that we played from that team at Dort that they put together. And so then we kind of talked, and we all found out we were going to Dort, and that was just really exciting. That just made that even more exciting to come back together now and be on a college team together.
So you graduated from Dort as a member of the class of 1999. When you think back to those years, what just sticks out to you most?
I think probably the biggest thing that sticks out to me is just the life lessons that occur at Dort and how those can just be used in such great ways as we continue to grow and develop academically, spiritually, athletically, in athletics, in the classroom, and relationships. There's were just a lot of life lessons to be taken, some easy, some hard, you know, some fun, some hard ones. But those were just opportunities of growth. And when you look back at that, that, you know, mold you and shape you in who you become. And so that was a lot of fun. And just the friendships that you make, you remember that, and the teamwork that you develop with each other and the work ethics. Yeah, it's been fun to look back at those years because, yeah, when you're in it, you probably don't think about it as much, but then when you reflect back on it, just the great life lessons and stuff that they provide.
Now, you mentioned working a little bit in banking and then making your way back to teaching. You're teaching at Unity Christian. How long have you been teaching at Unity? And when you were in high school, did you ever think you'd be back there at Unity teaching at your high school alma mater?
This is my 17th year at Unity Christian, and so no, I never really thought much about it that I'd be teaching there. In the back of my mind, that would be a goal, yes, that I would love to do that. So yeah, when a part-time job there opened up, that was just a perfect opportunity. I had one child, Austin, and so I thought I might as well check it out because, you know, within 5 years, otherwise I'd have to go back to school to get my teaching licensure. So yeah, took that and then just fell in love with it. Just was a great opportunity to work with students. I love the high school. I love that it is in high school. So it's just been a great blessing for me.
You mentioned your son, Austin. He chose to attend Dort as well. What's kind of the feeling as a parent when your child grows up, likes and ultimately falls in love with and chooses the same place you chose to attend to further your education, to further your athletic career?
Deep down inside, yes, I will have to say, I wanted him to go to Dort, but at the same time, we really wanted it to be his decision. You know, we didn't want to pressure him one way or the other. You know, we wanted him to think through that and what was best for himself and which way is the Lord leading and guiding him. You know, if it was Dort, great. And if it was not, then the Lord used him in a different way. And so, yeah, we talked through things, a lot of that. But yet now that he has chosen there and he's there and he loves it, it's just been a neat opportunity as well. And it's neat to have him join Dort University.
When we talk about the role of athletics, it changes throughout our lives. And we've seen it in your life. You know, you've been the athlete, the coach, the parent. What role does athletics play in your life today?
Yes, we are continually to be involved in athletics. So both my husband and I have coached for a number of years, basketball, volleyball. Our kids enjoy it. You know, it's nothing that we force on them, but they enjoy it. They to be a part of it and to play it. So, yeah, it continues to be a part of our lives and stuff that we do. And at the same time, you know, we want our kids to know and enjoy each and every opportunity you get to play. Because, yeah, the Lord blesses you with that opportunity, with God-given talents that you can use for his glory. And to remember that, you know, it's a part of life. It's a fun part of life that we can be a part of and that he has blessed us with to enjoy.
All right, Jana, I think that's everything I have for you. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you to Jana Bauma-Vindong for joining us and being our featured guest for this edition of Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now is made possible on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. That'll do it for this edition of Where Are They Now? I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. We'll have more Defender Athletics coming up next here on KDCR right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort Defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 39-30 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan, 16 of 32 from the floor, 50%. 5 for 15 on threes, 33%. 2 for 2 on free throws, 100%. For Dort, they're 11 of 27 from the floor, 41%. 1 of 8 on threes, 12.5%. 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Dort has out-rebounded Dakota Wesleyan 22-11. 10 turnovers by the defenders, 4 by Dakota Wesleyan. Nick Harden leads the way with 12 points. Jeffrey Schuck has 10. 9 for Ace Zor off the bench. 3 for Bradley Dean. 3 for Drew Cole. And 2 for Colin Oppold for their total of 39. For Dort, 11 points for Jacob Biss. 8 for Jesse Jansma, 4 by Garrett Franken, 2 each for Ben Gasink, Bryce Kopic, and Camden Beelis, and 1 for Cade Bleeker for their total of 30 points. Jacob Biss leads the way rebounding with 5. Colin Oppold leads Dakota Wesleyan with 5 rebounds. He also has 2 assists. Sawyer Schultz is credited with 3 assists. Jesse Jansma has a team-high 4 assists for the Dort defenders. Let's take a quick break. Second half action right after this. Second half underway. Dort trailing 39-30. Jesse Jansma squares up a 3. No good. Rebound stripped out of the hands of Cade Bleeker, and Dakota Wesleyan brings the ball into the front court. With it out front is Nick Harden. Harden goes left side over to Jeffrey Schuck. Schuck right side to Harden. Harden loses his dribble. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball after the turnover, just the 5th turnover by Dakota Wesleyan. 39-30, Dort down 9. Ben Gasink with the basketball, hands it off to Viss, who gives it to Jansma. Jansma driving with the left hand, lays it up, finishes. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 39-32. Nick Harden brings the basketball back the other way, passes right side over to Colin Oppold. Oppold feeds it to Schuck, who's posting up. Back over to Oppold. Oppold drops it off. Schuck, Schuck, basket good. He's got 12. 41-32, Dort down 9. Gasink with it. Dakota Wesleyan, they've got a one-man zone underneath on any drive. They give it to the cutter, Franken. Franken with the layup of the right hand. He's got 6. Dort trails 41-34. Dort's got to string some stops together. Oppold gives it up. Larson. Larson back to Oppold. Oppold, Harden. Harden, left-handed 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jake Viss. Viss gives it up. Jansma. Jansma on the right side. Jansma uses his dribble. Down to the baseline. Kick out pass into the corner. Gaysink corner three. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesley and Schultz. Schultz with the basketball. Now to Harden. Harden right side. Schultz. Schultz guarded by Jansma. Shot no good. On the pull-up. Rebound. Bleeker. Bleeker back to Jansma. Jansma into the corner. Franken. Franken drives in. Poked away from behind by Harden. Now Harden's going to get a run out. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Nick Harden with the two-point basket. He's got 14. And the defenders trail by 9 again. 43-34. Cade Bleeker, 3. No good. And the Dort outside shooting. Not what it has been up to this point this season. So the defenders are down 9, 43-34, 17-28 remaining in the first half, in the ball game now. Pass left side. Harden rolls it inside. Shuck posting up Viss. Shuck puts it up, blocked by Viss. Rebound Viss. Outlet Gaysink. Gaysink on the left wing. Pulls up. Stops at the top of the key. Kicks it left side over to Jansma. Jansma gives it back over to Viss. Viss basket good. Viss with 13. Defenders back to within 7. 43-36. 16:50 left to play. Pass goes right side. Left side it goes over to Schultz. Schultz on the wing. Schultz to Harden. Harden, right side, Oppold. Oppold posting up Shuck. And we've got a foul called on the play. Foul's going to go on Jacob Viss. That's foul number one on him. Dort trailing by 7, 43-36. They inbound the basketball, Oppold. Oppold faces up against Bleeker. Oppold puts it on the floor, trying to back Bleeker into the lane. It's stripped by Franken, and the ball is taken away by Viss. Viss gives it to Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Jansma to Bleeker. Cade goes right side, Gaysink. Gaysink at the top of the key. They switch out front, and now a pass intended for Bleeker. It's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Cade Bleeker throwing the ball in. Dort down 7, 43-36. Franken, left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. He goes back to Viss. Viss, 4 to shoot. Now Franken. Franken to Viss. Viss, 3. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Bleeker. Bleeker puts it up in traffic. Off the glass, good on the putback. Cade Bleeker with 3. Dort trails 43-38 on the putback by the sophomore from Sioux Center. With the basketball, Schultz guarded by Jansma. Comes back to Oppold. Oppold to Harden. Harden, short shot, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Viss. Viss for the basketball, back over to Jansma. Jansma pulls up on the right wing, still has the dribble though. Now all the way into the lane, kicks it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink stops, right side Viss. Viss to Gaysink. Gaysink rolls it inside for Franken, and Franken is fouled on the play by Schultz. Sawyer Schultz whistled for foul number 2. Team foul number 1 against Dakota Wesleyan in this half. Ben Gaysink will be inbounding the basketball. Kopic is going to check in for Jansma right now. Jansma had to play a few extra minutes in the first half due to foul trouble with Ben Gaysink. Pass down to the block. Garrett Franken, hook shot with the right hand, good. Dort back to within 3, 43-40. Dort trailing 43-40. Harden picks up his dribble, gives it back over to Schultz. Now gets the return pass out front. Goes high post to Shuck. Shuck to Harden, and a reach-in foul called on Ben Gaysink. That's number 3 on Gaysink. Checking back in will be Jansma. Dort will have to go without Ben for a little while again. And a timeout on the floor charged to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dakota Wesleyan leading Dort 43-40. Camden Beelis, Bryce Kopic, Cade Bleeker, Garrett Franken, Jesse Jansma on the floor for the defenders. Larson, Schultz, Schuck, Harden, and Oppold on the floor for Dakota Wesleyan. With the basketball out front is Harden. Harden goes high post to Schultz. Schuck. Gives it to Larson, and Larson buries a three from the wing, his first basket of the day. Dort trails 46-40. Bryce Kopic with the basketball. Kopic on the left-hand side looking for the curl cut. Instead, brings it back to the top of the key. And a reach-in foul called against Jeffrey Schuck. He's got two fouls now. Team foul number three against Dakota Wesleyan in this half. No one in foul trouble for Dakota Wesleyan. They've got three players with two fouls each. Drew Cole will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Jeffrey Schuck. Cade Bleeker inbounds to Kopic. Kopic left side, Cade. Cade goes down low to Beelis. Camden with the basketball. Goes high post. Franken, free throw line jumper off the mark, no good. Hung on the rim and wouldn't fall through. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. In between the circles out front, this is Harden. Harden goes high post to Cole. Cole spins, gives it off to Schultz. Schultz guarded by Jansma. Kick out pass, Harden. Left side, Oppold. Oppold, three, good. Colin Oppold with the three-point basket, his first three of the night. He's got five. And just like that, the lead is back to nine for Dakota Wesleyan. Kopic to Bleeker. Bleeker, Beelis. Beelis in between the circles. Back to Cade. Cade puts it on the floor, drives, puts it in, off the glass. Cade Bleeker on the drive, he's got five. Dort trails 49-42. Got to get some defensive stops consistently, though, if you're Dort. Right side pass. This is Larson, hit a three moments ago. Now Oppold posting up against Bleeker, reverses it back over to Cole. Cole, off the glass, good. Drew Cole on the drive from the left, kisses it off the glass. Dort trails 51-42. On the right side with the basketball, Kopic. Kopic, Bleeker. Bleeker, long three. Good. Cade Bleeker answers with a long three. He's got seven in the second half. Dort trails 51-45. 51-45, Dakota Wesleyan the lead in the basketball. 12:41 left to play in the game. Driving in is Harden. Harden over the left hand. Good. Nick Harden with a two-point basket. He's got 16. 53-45, Dort down by eight. Kopic, ball screen out front. They run through it. Instead, they give it to Bleeker. Bleeker to Beelis. Beelis, Bleeker. Bleeker back to Franken. Franken to Camden. Camden kick out Bleeker. Bleeker, corner, three, on the rim, no good. Rebound is taken away by Schultz. Schultz take it across the timeline. Schultz in between the circles out front. Passes left side, Larson. Larson on the baseline. Larson goes right side, Oppold. Oppold, left side, Schultz, and Schultz loses it. It'll be Dort basketball after the turnover. 53-45, defenders down eight. Caleb Harmson will check into the ballgame. Checking out, Cade Bleeker. Checking in is Dean for Dakota Wesley, and checking out is Nick Harden. Bringing the basketball up for Dort is Bryce Kopic. Ben Gasink is on the bench with three fouls. Left side, Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson comes back out front to Franken. Franken directing traffic. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma gets a ball screen. Jansma into the lane with the right hand. Layup, good. He's got 12. 53-47, Dort with a basket on the spin move. Now it's out front, Schultz. Schultz, left side, Oppold. Oppold, Schultz. Schultz in between the circles. Drives in his short shot, off the mark, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Putback is good for Schultz. Schultz with a two-point basket. Dort trails by eight. Kopic to Franken. Franken right side, Jansma. Jansma, Viss. Viss back to Jansma on the right wing. Kopic running start. Kick out pass. Harmson comes up with it. Back over to Jesse. Three. Good. Jansma with 15. Dort trails by five. 55-50. 55-50. On the right side with it. Now back out front is Schultz. Schultz against Harmson. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound cleared by Caleb. Harmson will bring the basketball into the front court. Harmson hands it back to Franken. Dort down by five. Pass left side, Jansma. Jansma drives in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Schultz will walk it across the timeline. Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. Right side, Larson. Leading by five are the Tigers. Left side, Oppold. Oppold with it on the wing. Oppold feeds it underneath. Kick out pass. Right side, opposite wing. Driving in is Cole. And it's thrown away. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 55-50. Dort down five. 9:38 left to play in the game. Dakota Wesleyan throwing the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They lob it in to Larson. Larson puts it up. Off balance shot, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Jesse Jansma. That's his first. Mason Larson will go to the free throw line. He has taken one free throw so far this season. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Mason Larson. Score remains 55-50. And Larson's second free throw, no good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. Bleeker to Gaysink. Gaysink brings it up. Gaysink to Jansma. Jansma, Viss. Viss at the top of the key. Left side it goes, Bleeker. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. And Brett McNerlin is going to call the foul on Bradley Dean. Dean whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number four on Dakota Wesleyan. Gaysink throws the ball in. They get it in. Harmson on the right wing. Harmson, Jansma. Jansma in traffic. Back over to Cade. Three-pointer straight on. Good. 11 points for Bleeker. Dort back to within two. 55-53. Nick Harden with the basketball on the wing. Harden passes into the corner. Larson. Larson of the basketball. Right side it goes to Harden. Nick Harden driving baseline. Kick out pass. Comes back. Dean. Dean. Three. No good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss to Gaysink. Gaysink up the floor. Gaysink. Harmson. Three. No good. Rebound. Jake Viss on the weak side. Back to Jansma. Jansma draws some contact. No call made. And the ball is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Pardon me. It'll be Dort basketball. Ball was blocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Colin Oppold will check into the game. Checking out is Schultz. Ben Gaysink throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Still looking, gets it in to Bleeker. Bleeker against Larson. Jansma to Viss. Nine to shoot. Back to Gaysink. Ben into the lane. And he is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dakota Wesleyan basketball on what in effect is a turnover. ...55-53, Dakota Wesleyan has it back, leading by two. Wesleyan has led by as many as nine on several occasions. The last time at 51-42. And Nick Harden will bring the basketball up for Dakota Wesleyan. Harden with the basketball across the timeline. He passes right side to Dean. Dean to Oppold. Oppold with it. Dort in a zone right now. Pass back to Oppold. 10 to shoot. Oppold gets it back. Middle of the floor. Top of the key. Long three. No good. Rebound cleared by Harmson. Harmson with it. Left side. Bleeker. Bleeker thought about pulling the trigger on the three. Decides against it. Cade with it out front. Bleeker gives it back to Jansman. Dort down a deuce. Viss back to Jesse. Jesse hesitates. Top of the key. Looks inside. Now the lob pass from Yasink to Viss. Viss. And Viss is fouled on the play. Viss trying to back his man down, and Colin Oppold gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. And team foul number five against Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Cole will check back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Checking out is Shuck. Gesink throws it in, middle of the floor. Jansma underneath, wide open, and he couldn't get it to go. It hung on the rim and fell out. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Harden thought about the three, instead throws it away. And an over and back as Colin Oppold chases it into the backcourt. It'll be Dort basketball. Time a turnover against the Tigers. It's a rare turnover. 7:17 left to go in regulation. Dort missed an opportunity to tie it moments ago. Jansma underneath the basket. 99 out of 100 times he's going to make that. He didn't that time now. And now Dort with the basketball back. An opportunity to tie or take the lead. Franken with the basketball. Franken to Gesink cutting. 15 to shoot. Gesink curls back into the lane. Drops it off for Franken. Franken puts it up and it's blocked out of bounds by Larson. It'll be Dort basketball with 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 6:56 left to go in the game. A lot of contact with the body. They're letting them play through it. And we've got a hold called on Nick Harden. Harden whistled for the personal foul. That's number two on him. Team foul number six against the Tigers. And Ben Gesink will be inbounding on the baseline. Ben to throw it in. Gets it inbounded to Franken. Franken tries to rifle it back to Harmson. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Women's basketball scores from the conference tonight. Jamestown beat Northwestern in Jamestown, 70-65. Midland beat Hastings, 82-78. And it was Concordia over Doan, 111-52. Dort basketball team scheduled to be back in action this Saturday when they travel to Concordia to take on the Bulldogs in Seward. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 for the men. We'll have that men's game for you on KDCR. The women's game will not be on KDCR, as we'll have the broadcast of the football season finale from Sioux City, Dort versus Briar Cliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 55-53, the defenders down two. Right side of the basketball is Oppold. Oppold comes back out front. They give to Harden. Harden right corner. Harden down to the baseline, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Well, Dort helping on the defense of Nick Harden. Drove baseline, and Bleeker was there to help. As Harden dribbles it out of bounds, it's Dort basketball. Ben Gesink. Gesink over to Franken. Franken left wing, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Caleb gives it back out front to Jacob Viss. Viss to Franken. Franken into the corner. Gasing. Gasing hesitates. Now Franken. Nine to shoot. Seven. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing. Three. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan's Mason Larson comes up with it. Larson. Back over to Colin Oppold. Oppold, right side. This is Larson. Larson, Oppold. Oppold hit a three earlier in the half. Dean will pull the trigger for three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Jake Viss. Viss approaching a double-double if he doesn't have one already. Gasing across the timeline. Dort still down two, 55-53. Approaching 5.5 left to go in the game. Ben with it on the right wing. Ben picks up his dribble. Passes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker at the top of the key. Bleeker puts it on the deck. Back it goes, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. And Gasing is held on the play. Foul called on Bradley Dean. That's number two on him. Shuck is back in. Cole is out. Dean is out. Schultz is in for Dakota Wesleyan. For Dort, Jansma is in. Harmson is out. Original starting five on the floor for the defenders right now. Dakota Wesleyan close to their starting five. Schultz is out. Schultz is in. Drop it off. Viss, layup, good. Jake Viss with 15 points. We're tied at 55. Five minutes remaining in the ballgame. Schultz, left side, Oppold. Oppold at the top of the key. Oppold back to Schultz. Schultz, pass tipped by Bleeker, picked up by Larson. Larson, two, no good. Rebound weak side, cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball, back over to Ben Gasing. Gasing with it. Dort will go to a set play, it appears. They shuffle the deck. High post pass, Franken. Franken underneath Gasing. Gasing, Viss, double teamed. Bleeker, three ball, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson on the left-hand side with it. 4:15 remaining in the game. Oppold thought about the three. Now they give it to Schultz. Schultz, pass, tipped, taken by Shuck. Shuck back out front. Oppold, three, no good. Rebound tipped. Larson comes up with it. Larson with a putback. Larson with five. Dort trails 57-55. 3:53 remaining in the game. Dort's going to call for a timeout with 3:48 remaining in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. 57-55, defenders down two. 3:48 left to go in the game. Dort will be in the bonus on the next foul against Dakota Wesleyan. Dort has three timeouts remaining. Beg your pardon, four. Dakota Wesleyan has three. Garrett Franken will be inbounding just to my right. So Franken to toss it in. Garrett gets it in to Ben Gasing. Gasing with it at half court. Goes left side, Bleeker. Bleeker to Viss. Viss facing up, 15 to shoot. Franken, free throw line jumper for the tie. Good. Garrett Franken with 10, 57-57. Schultz will bring it up the floor. Schultz to Dean. Dean with the basketball. Dean over to Schultz. Schultz out front, Larson. Larson to Dean. Dean to Oppold. Oppold trying to back his way in, and he travels with it. Nope, they're going to call a foul. Foul first. That's going to go against Cade Bleeker. It's number one on him. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dakota Wesleyan triggering it. They get the ball inbounded to Shuck. Shuck, right side, Larson. Larson, Schultz. Schultz on the left wing. Schultz puts it on the deck. Pull up, 17-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss for the basketball. And Viss hands it off. Viss gives it to Gasing. Gasing sets the offense. Defenders with the basketball. Chance to take the lead. Franken back to Jansma. 13 to shoot. Jansma drives in. Layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Sawyer Schultz, his third. Dort will shoot a 1-1, an opportunity to regain the lead for the first time since the first half. 1-1 for Jansma. And that one's up off the rim, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Dean will bring it up. Dean sets the offense, gives it to Oppold. Oppold back to Schultz. Schultz on the wing. They feed it underneath Schultz against Viss. Schultz puts it up, blocked by Viss. Rebound, Viss. So Jake Viss with a block shot and the rebound. He's got a double-double today, 15 points and 13 rebounds. 2:10 and left to go in regulation. Jansma has it poked away by Schultz. It'll be Dort basketball on the far sideline. 2:08 remaining in the half, in the ballgame. Jansma throws it in to Gasing. Ben to Viss. Jake to Jansma. Jansma left baseline 15 feet out. Now it comes to Franken. Franken rolls it inside for Jake. Jake, it's going to be called for traveling. So a travel violation called against Jake Viss. 57-57 our score. And Dakota Wesleyan will bring it up. Nick Harden will take it across the timeline. Guarded there by Ben Gasing. Now they come out front to Larson. Larson to Harden. Harden at the top of the key, guarded by Gasing. Gets the return pass now, 12 to shoot. Harden stops, back out front, Schultz, 8. Schultz puts up a 3, off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Here comes Dort. Gasing across half court. Ben Gasing, 1:22 remaining in regulation. Right side it goes, Jansma, and Dort wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Sweaty Palms time. We'll be back with more right after this. 57-57 our score. This is the fourth tie of the game. Dort has not led since the first half when it was 19-18. Cade Bleeker is throwing the ball in. Bleeker inbounds. He gives it to Gasing. 18 to shoot. Jesse Jansma on the wing. Jansma going downhill against Dean. Drops it inside. Ball's tipped and it's taken back by Dakota Wesleyan. And he falls out of bounds. So Dort will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 1:03 remaining. Oppold fell down. And by the time he regained possession of the basketball, he was on the baseline, out of bounds. Pass to Viss. Viss to Jansma. 9 to shoot. Gasing. Gasing into the lane. Back to Franken. 3. And they pass it underneath, and Dakota Wesleyan clogging up the middle, and Jeffrey Shuck comes away with it. Dakota Wesleyan into the front court, and a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this. It's a white knuckler, 37.4 seconds remaining, 24 on the shot clock. Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball. When we resume play, they'll be inbounding in front of their bench to my left. Dort does have a couple fouls to give. The danger of giving some fouls, though, is that you can get into a situation where Dakota Wesleyan can hold for the final shot and either win it or send it to overtime. But Dort does have a couple of fouls to give. Dort has three timeouts remaining. Dakota Wesleyan has two. Dort has had their chances, just haven't been able to capitalize. And now Dakota Wesleyan, who led 39-30 at halftime, is inbounding the ball in front of their bench. Colin Oppold looking to throw it in. They get it in to Harden. Harden, right side, Larson. Larson to Shuck. Shuck with the basketball, 18 to shoot. Shuck working his way in against Jake Biss. And he puts it off of the glass, no good. Rebound tipped. It's taken by Viss. 20 seconds left. The shot clock is off. Dort can win it at the end. 13. Now 12. Jansma with the basketball. 10 out front. Heels on the center jump circle. They go high post to Viss. 6. Now 5. 4. Franken. Jumper. Free throw line. No good. And that's the end of the regulation. We're tied 57-57. We head to overtime. We'll play 5 extra minutes. Back with more in the overtime session right after this. Well, when I say we have the best fans around, I mean it. Got a text from Des Moines telling me that the last time Dort won a game scoring 65 points or less was November the 25th, 2016. 62-60, Dort won it on a last-second shot by Chad Barkema versus Northwestern of Ohio in a game hosted in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Where else? You don't even need a research team. You've got one employed across the country. Opening tap controlled, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, Mason Larson upset that the referee wasn't able to vaporize and allow him a clear path to the basketball. Bleeker gives it up to Bielis. It's Dort basketball, so Wesleyan has the possession arrow. Bleeker, 3, corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Schultz. Schultz with the basketball. Schultz will bring it up for Dakota Wesleyan. He hands it off to Harden. Harden with the ball. Harden in between the circles. Comes back. They give it back to Harden. Harden, layup, good. Nick Harden with 18. Dort trails 59-57. Kopic to Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma going downhill. Gives it off to Bielis, and Bielis is fouled on the play. That foul is charged to Jeffrey Shuck for Dakota Wesleyan, his third. Camden Bielis to the free throw line for 2. First one by the sophomore post player is good. He's got another one on the way. We are tied at the end of regulation, 57 all. Both teams with several opportunities. Second free throw, no good. Dort trails 59-58. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Harden will bring it up. Harden passes it right side over to Oppold. Oppold back over to Harden. Harden. Harden driving baseline. Puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul charge to Dort's Bryce Kopic. That's number 2 on him. Ben Gasing's going to check back into the game. So Nick Harden will go to the free throw line. Harden tonight, 18 points unofficially. It's 2 for 2 this season on free throws. This Dakota Wesleyan team does not get to the free throw line much. First one, in and out, no good. Kopic is out, Gasink is in. Second free throw. This one's up and good for Harden. So Harden makes 1 of 2, he's got 19. And the defenders trail 60-58. 3:50 and counting. Ball game. This is overtime. Jansma stops, comes back to Franken, underneath to Bielis, and Bielis is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jeffrey Shuck, and for Shuck, that's four. Free throws for Bielis. Camden Bielis will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Free throw is up for Cam, and good. He's got another one coming. Trying to tie it up at 60. 4 points for Bielis, giving Viss a bit of a break. Second one is up and good as well for Bielis. Bielis with five off of the bench. We're tied 60-60. Nick Harden takes it up the floor. Harden in between the circles. Harden, high post, Shuck, back to Harden. Harden with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Comes back to Schultz. Schultz on the left wing. Schultz, long three, it's good. Sawyer Schultz with 5 points, came in averaging 12 points per game. He knocks down the triple, and it's a 63-60 Dakota Wesleyan lead. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma down to the baseline. Tries to pass out, and it's battered out of bounds by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball, 3:03 remaining. Jake Viss will check into the game. Camden Bielis will check out. Ben Gasink to trigger with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Pass out front, Jansma. Jansma, open look at a three, good. 18 for Jansma, and we're deadlocked, 63-all. 63-63, Dort back to that zone. Looks like a 3-2. They pass it to Schultz. Schultz back to Oppold. Oppold, Schultz. Schultz to Oppold. Oppold on the wing, back to Schultz. Schultz, right side, Oppold. Oppold, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Dakota Wesleyan and put back by Shuck. Shuck with 14. Dort trailing by two again with 2:20 remaining. Ben Gasing passes to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it back over to Gasing. Gasing, top of the key, left side, Bleeker. Bleeker driving, baseline, cut off. Back out front, Jansma. Jansma, five to shoot. Jesse driving in, and we're going to have a charge called on Jansma. So Jansma whistled for the charge, and Dakota Wesleyan is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with Dakota Wesleyan leading by two with the basketball. 1:57 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 65-63. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, 1:57 left in overtime. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Harden. Harden, right side, Schultz. Schultz to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball, Harden. Harden on the wing. Harden driving baseline, cut off. Right side, Larson, three, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker. Gets it ahead to Jansma, who hands it back to Gasink. Gasink will take it across the timeline, Franken. Franken, left side, Jansma. Jansma on the wing, gets a ball screen. Jesse, back to Garrett. Garrett, three, short, no good. Rebound, Viss. Viss, Jansma. Jansma back to Jake. Left side it goes, Franken. Franken puts it on the floor against Larson. Puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Mason Larson whistled for the personal foul. Garrett Franken to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws for Garrett. First one off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Franken. The defenders tonight, not great from the free throw line. Not bad, but not great. 11 of 17 now. Dort cuts the lead to one, 65-64. 1 minute left to go in the overtime. Dort trails by a point. Harden goes high post, to Shuck. Shuck, left elbow, comes back to Harden. Harden blocked by Gasing. Now Gasing forces him to pass it to Larson, and Larson misses the long three. Dort basketball. Ben Gasing across half court, and the defenders will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. With 41.7 seconds remaining, we'll keep it right here and go through some of the numbers. The defenders now 11 of 17 from the free throw line. They have not helped their cause there, just 65%. Dakota Wesleyan, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Rebounds, Dort's own the glass, 43 to 27. Turnovers, Dort with 17, Dakota Wesleyan with 10. Field goal shooting, Dort 24 of 56, Wesleyan 27 of 61. Wesleyan has 8 made three-pointers, Dort has 5 on 22 tries. The defenders are led in scoring by Jesse Jansma with 18, while Nick Harden has 19 for Dakota Wesleyan. 65 to 64, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. 41.7 seconds left in overtime. Defenders with an opportunity to take their first lead since it was 19 to 18. Dort trailed by as many as 9 on several occasions. Ben Gasing, Cade Bleeker, Jake Viss, Jesse Jansma, Garrett Franken for Dort. For Dakota Wesleyan, Oppold, Shuck, Schultz, Larson, and Harden. Harden will face guard Jansma. They give it to Jansma, and he is held on the play by Harden. Nick Harden has just picked up his third personal foul. Double-checking that against the scoreboard, and I believe I have that correct. Jesse Jansma will shoot 2 free throws. He's got 18 points. Came in averaging 14.2. First free throw on the way for Jansma. Short, no good. Caleb Harmson will be checking into the game. Cade Bleeker will check out. Jansma shooting a free throw to try and tie it. 37 ticks of the clock left here in overtime. Free throw is up. Free throw short, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan will take it up the floor. Harden will take it across the timeline. Dort will play man-to-man defense. Oppold passes right side back over to Larson, and with 25.1 seconds remaining, the Dort defenders trail by 1. They need a defensive stop, and they need to score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Well, the defenders are going to have to find a way here. 25.1 seconds remaining, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead and the basketball, 65 to 64. Dort has missed 4 free throws here in overtime. Harden over the basketball, back to Oppold, 15, now 14 on the shot clock, 12. Oppold back to Harden, 10 on the shot clock, 8. Harden, 6. Harden will drive in, puts it up. Shot is short, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Shuck. Shuck rebounds the air ball, spins it in, and the defenders trail 67 to 64. Back with more after this. Well, Nick Harden took a shot that he airballed from the left side, a floater, but Shuck was right there for the putback. He's got 16 tonight. And now Dort will have to go the length of the floor and score a 3 to tie it and send it to a second overtime. There's 6.4 seconds remaining. Garrett Franken will be inbounding. Dort does have 2 timeouts left, so I don't know if you throw it to half court and you call another timeout. We will see. They will guard the inbounds passer. And Garrett Franken to trigger it. 6.4 seconds left to go. Franken throws to midcourt. Viss back to Gaysink. Gaysink, Bleeker. Bleeker puts up a three. Good! Cade Bleeker with the three. 1/10 of a second left. They throw it in, and that's double overtime. Cade Bleeker caught it, hesitated, got his feet under him, and buries a triple to send it to double overtime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with the second overtime session right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We head to the second extra session. Put another 5 minutes up on the board. Cade Bleeker, his 14th point of the night on a triple from the left wing. After Dort was able to run the inbounds play the length of the floor, and the defenders force double overtime. Why not? Only playing one game tonight anyhow. 67 all, and we'll do it again. Put another 5 minutes up on the clock. Dort with their original starting five. They still haven't led since about the midpoint of the first half. So Jake Viss will be jumping center for the defenders. And the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers win it again. And Dakota Wesleyan will take it up the floor with Nick Harden. Harden goes high post to Shuck. Shuck to Harden. Harden forced it out of his hands. It's taken away by the defenders. Gaysink for the basketball. Gives it to Jansma. Jansma layup good. Jansma with 20. Dort leads 69-67. First lead for the defenders since midway through the first half. Harden with the basketball. Harden to Larson. Larson with it. Right side, Oppold. Oppold. Left side, Harden. Harden, three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken into the front court. Garrett, left side, Jansma. Jansma, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. They come back over to Larson. Larson out front, Oppold. Oppold goes right side. Three on the way for Larson is good. Mason Larson with 8 points. Dort trails 70-69. Gaysink with the basketball on the left side. He gives it to Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma back to Gaysink. Gaysink left side. Viss. Viss turns, puts it up off of the rim. Good. Jacob Viss with 17. Dort leads 71-70. Dort will go to the zone defense again. They go to it one possession at a time. Give Dakota Wesleyan one more thing to deal with. Pass goes right side, Schultz. Schultz beyond the three-point line, thought about the three. Now the pass back over to Harden. Harden on the wing. Harden, Schultz, Schultz, three, good. Sawyer Schultz with 8. Dort trails 73-71. Left side it goes Franken. Franken gives it up to Bleeker. Bleeker, Viss, Viss, right side, Jansma. Dort down 2. Jesse underneath, intended for Viss, and it's taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the ball, Harden. Harden on the left wing. Harden hesitates. Drives the lane, lays it up with the left hand, good. 21 for Harden, and Dort trails 75-71. And now the defenders will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. Back with more after this. 2:41 left in the double overtime. Back with more in a moment. Dort down a couple possessions, 75-71. Ben Gaysink will take it across half court. Gaysink to Viss, Viss, Bleeker. Bleeker left baseline. Cade back to the basket. Franken, free throw line jumper, good. Garrett Franken with 13, and the defenders trail by 2, 75-73. 75-73 our score. Oppold hands it back to Schultz on the right wing. Now out front, Oppold. Oppold looking for Schultz on the cut. Instead goes left wing, Harden. Harden wants a clear out. He's going to drive left baseline. And it's deflected and taken back by Jansma. Jansma over to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing looks for the trailer, finds Viss. Now gives it back to Gasing. Gasing ball screen. Nothing there. Now Jansma on the right wing. 17 to shoot. Jesse picks up his dribble. Franken underneath to Viss. Viss with the right hand. His shot no good. And a foul called a push on the rebound against Ben Gasing. So Gasing trying for the rebound, gets called for a push, and for Ben, that's his fourth. ...75-73... defenders down two. Free throws on the way for Shuck, one and one, and he missed it. So Shuck, the one and one, misses it. It's Dort basketball. So all that happened in the process was Gasing got called for his fourth personal. Jansma on the left wing. Jesse, high post, Viss. Dort down two. Now Franken. Franken, three. Good! Garrett Franken with the three. He's got 16. Dort regains the lead, 76-75. With the basketball is Oppold, and Oppold will put up a three, but they called a timeout before the shot. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. They'll be inbounding the basketball with 108 left in the double overtime. When we're back, right after this, you're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. 76-75, it'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball as we resume play. Wesleyan with one timeout remaining, Dort with two. We're in the second overtime with 108 remaining in the extras, the second extra session. And Wesleyan will inbound on the sideline. Throwing it in will be Shuck. Shuck to trigger it. Straight across from the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Shuck inbounds to Harden. Harden with it. 20 to shoot. Goes bright side back to Larson. Larson to Shuck. Shuck on the right wing. Back to Oppold. 12 to shoot. Now Harden. Harden on the wing. Three-point line. Comes back to Oppold. Oppold on the right side. They go Shuck. Shuck in the lane. His hook shot is good. Shuck with a two-point basket. He's got 18. And the defenders trail 77-76. 24 seconds on the shot clock, 37 on the game clock. Bleeker to Franken. Franken in traffic. His shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Dort needs to foul. And now a foul called in, a timeout called in the backcourt. Wesleyan will be inbounding. Length of the floor in front of them. And Dort needs to commit a foul here. Difference between the shot clock and the game clock is less than a second. So a timeout charged to Wesleyan. They've got it in the backcourt when we resume play right after this. 77-76, Dort down a point. Dakota Wesleyan basketball in the backcourt when we resume play. Wesleyan is out of timeouts. So Dort can play for the steal. Then in all likelihood will have to commit a foul. Larson will be inbounding the basketball. Mason Larson throws it in. Gets it into Dean. And Dean is fouled on the play. Bradley Dean will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a one and one. Foul called on Cade Bleeker is his second. One and one on the way for Bradley Dean. Dean, 8 of 10 this season. He'll try to give Dakota Wesleyan a 2 or 3 point lead with 21.5 seconds remaining. Free throw by Dean is good. He's got another one coming. 4 points for Dean. 78-76. Second free throw is on the way for Dean, and he rattles it. No good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Mason Larson. 80-76, and we've got a foul called against Dakota Wesleyan and Mason Larson. Larson commits a foul, so Dort and Ben Gasink will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Ben is good. He's got another one coming. Three for Gasink. Second free throw on the way for Gasink. This one's up and good as well. So Ben Gasink knocks them both down. And with 19.2 seconds remaining, Dort calls a timeout. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Length of the floor to go. 19.2 left in overtime. The double overtime when we're back right after this. Wesleyan is inbounding the basketball up two with 19.2 seconds left in the second overtime. Larson inbounds to Dean, and Dean is fouled immediately by Franken. And the Dort coaching staff wanted a trap there rather than the foul immediately. And now Bradley Dean will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Dort has one timeout remaining. Dakota Wesleyan is out of timeouts. Dean, 1 of 2 tonight from the free throw line, and make it 1 out of 3. Rebound, Dort, into the front court, Gasink. Gasink with it, 13 seconds remaining in overtime. And Dort will have the basketball inbounding just to my right when we resume play. So 13.1 seconds left to go in the second extra session. It was 39-30, Dakota Wesleyan at the end of the half. Beg your pardon. Yep, double checking. It was 39-30. Then it was tied 57-all at the end of the first, at the end of regulation, 67-67 at the end of the first overtime, and we stand at 80-78 with 13.1 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And it will be Dort basketball inbounding to my right. Cade Bleeker will throw it in. Dort's in the double bonus. In fact, both teams are in the double bonus. Bleeker inbounds to Gasink. Left side, Jansma. Looks for a ball screen. Jansma out front. Jansma, Franken, underneath this. 5 seconds. Now four. Bleeker, three, off the mark, no good, and that's the ball game. 80-78, Dakota Wesleyan with a two-point win here in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Dakota Wesleyan goes to 2-0 for the season in the GPAC, 3-1 overall. Dort, 5-1 overall, 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Cade Bleeker's three to win it. Just off the mark, and that's the ball game. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to wrap things up from the DeWitt Gym. Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders lose by a final of 80-78 in double overtime tonight, and Coach Brian Van Haften has taken a seat beside me, and Coach Van Haften, you play for 50 minutes and you end up separated by 2 points, and obviously a lot of little plays here and there, or a lot of single plays, I should say, here and there end up being the difference in one like this. 80-78, your team a 9-point comeback in the second half. Good to get a comeback, but I'm sure you're wishing you weren't in that type of situation at halftime, obviously, down 9.
Yeah, we played a really poor first half. I mean, just defensively, we had nothing going, I didn't think. And I thought we did just didn't have it going in the first half. But in the second half, we're much better. Made a few plays defensively along the way. And we just didn't quite get her done here in the overtime periods. Too many missed free throws and too many little plays on the offensive glass in bad moments.
Cade Bleeker got going in the second half, and his outside shot started to go when he put the ball on the floor, actually, and got aggressive going to the basket. And that's something that you're going to have to see out of him as the season progresses.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what he is. He's a three-point shooter. It's what he is. He made some big ones for us tonight. Yeah, he's going to be a guy that's going to get better and better all the time, continue to get, you know, be good off the dribble. And there's no doubt that's something that he has to work on. I thought we dribbled the basketball too much tonight, coming out of ball screens and we just didn't get it inside quite enough like we wanted to. But we'll grow from this and we'll keep getting better.
Nick Harden, 21 points tonight for Dakota Wesleyan. What made him hard to defend here this evening?
Oh, he's just so quick. You know, he's just an all-conference basketball player. It's what he is. And he was a little rusty. He hadn't played. He'd only played 7 minutes so far this year because he's been injured. But, you know, had a week off now with their team. And he turned it over a little bit too much. But overall, I thought he had a really good game. It's probably the difference in the game.
48% by Dakota Wesleyan from the floor. That's a little higher than we've been seeing. And defensively, you probably didn't feel like tonight was your best effort.
No, especially the first half. Second half was good. Second half, I thought we played very well defensively. We just didn't quite get it done in the first half. But listen, here's the deal. I mean, we have played six games so far this year, and five of them have come down in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the game. And we have won four of those five. So we've gotten off to a good start when it comes to late game situations. And we hit a three. We ran our win it play. Hit a three at the end of the first overtime. We actually got a really good look at the buzzer here of this game for a guy that we want shooting the basketball. So we really do have some good things about our team. But we're going to have to keep growing and keep getting better.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming out.
Okay, thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften. The defenders, 29 of 65 tonight from the floor, 45%, 7 of 26 on threes, 27%, 13 of 21 from the free throw line, 62%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 33 of 69 from the floor, 48%, 10 for 30 on threes, 33%, 4 of 10 on free throws, 40%. Rebounds, Dort 46, Dakota Wesleyan 34. Turnovers, Dort 18, Dakota Wesleyan had 12. Assists, Dort had 17, Dakota Wesleyan had 15. Steals, Dakota Wesleyan 9, Dort had 5. Defenders were led tonight by Jesse Jansmus, 20 points, 8 of 16 from the floor, 2 of 5 on threes. Jacob Biss, 17 points, 16 rebounds, 7 of 10 from the floor, 16 rebounds, 5 offensive, 11 defensive. 16 points for Garrett Franken, 6 of 15 from the floor, and Cade Bleeker, 13 points in the second half and the two overtimes, 14 points for the ballgame, 5 of 13 for the night. Ben Gasink, 4 points. Camden Beelis, 5, 2 for Bryce Kopic. For Dakota Wesleyan, 21 for Nick Harden, 18 for Jeffrey Shuck, 10 for Mason Larson, 8 by Sawyer Schultz, 9 for Ace Zor, 5 for Drew Cole, 4 for Bradley Dean, 5 for Colin Uphold. Rebounds, Mason Larson, a double-double. He ends with 11. Colin Uphold has 8 rebounds. Uphold and Harden each had 4 assists. Jesse Jansma had 7 assists for the defenders. Ben Gasink ends with 5. Jesse Jansma with 3 steals. Jeffrey Shuck had 3 steals for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort is now 5-1, 1-1 in the league. Dakota Wesleyan 3-1 and 2-0. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. Dort basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.